Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Roman Show on the line. I have, per se, a professional wrestler, very well known, I would say respected, a legend in the sport, Mr. Savio Vega, all the way from Puerto Rico. Savio, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
How you doing, man? How you doing? I'm okay. And to the old fans that listen this moment, I want to say hello. I want to say hi to everyone. Hope everybody's okay. Y a los latinos, ¿no? A los que están escuchando también, muchos saludos a todos ustedes. Que Dios me los siga bendiciendo. And God bless everybody. Yes. Bueno.
Claro. Claro que sí, Savio, porque bastante latinos nos escuchan aquí en Miami. But, Savio, thank you so very much for taking time. I know you've been staying dry just like ourselves here in Miami. We escaped, we dodged a bullet with Hurricane Sandy, so thank goodness for that. But let's talk about you, Savio. You've been a person that's been in professional wrestling for quite a while, has made a name for yourself. In fact, you are credited for handing Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock the first loss that they were undefeated at one point. You defeated them. You took out that prize they had of undefeated. You also had defeats against Triple H and Yokozuna. How did they make you feel when you look back at your career and say, hey, you know, I have this in my resume?
Well, of course, feels good, great. You know, it's going to be 2015. It's going to be 30 years in the business. You know, and don't even count the ones that I was, I mean, this is professional, the ones that I was doing, you know, independence here in Puerto Rico, wasn't for too long, but it's going to be easy, 30 years in February next, 2015. And feels good, you know, before when I was, wrestling here in Puerto Rico, I never thought about WWF, you know, because a lot of times the cable wasn't big time here. When the cable started showing up here, the only thing you see of wrestling on TV was TBS, which was WCW, you know. And with the years older, the superstar or mega star that coming to Puerto Rico, like the Samoans, Afa, Sika, Stan Hansen, Brody, I mean, you name it. All the wrestlers that come here to Puerto Rico, and I wrestle a bunch of megastars, you know, big time names. When the Warriors come down, I wrestle them before even know them, you know. I mean, you could name a bunch of names, and I've been touched by each one inside the ring, you know. In a professional wrestling, and
well, 30 years time. That's just amazing. What's the secret that keeps you young inside the ring?
I don't know. So maybe the water here in Puerto Rico. So I don't know. You know, and work with Yokozuna, working with The Rock and his beginning. You know, in Bahamas, when I was wrestled in WWF. I believe it was Tatanka or IRS, one of those was my partner, and we wrestled in this arena, which nobody came for independent show when Vince let go the guys to do independence. And it was for one of the promoters, I forget his name, and it was Rock, his first match, and his dad as a tag team against, like I say, I wrestled Tatanka, one of those. And we wrestled in this arena, which was empty. And, hey, and his dad said that that's his first match. And I have the privilege, to wrestle him as his first match. And he got mad. Why? Because he want to do this high spot so bad that he forget his own high spot because he was nervous. And I said, well, continue, that's cool. And he was in the dressing room, you know, kicking and punching and you know, saying words and stuff. And I said, hey, brother, don't worry about that. I mean, it's like you fell, get up, keep walking. You know, don't stay right there. So through the years and later, you know, he come to WWF. We talk a lot. We work a lot, travel the world to together at the same time with Stone Cold too, Triple H, Yokozuna. I mean, that Attitude Era was super great, and was so many friends there, and I mean the job, you know, calling the job was fun to work in WWF in that time.
Wow, so you're saying that you wrestled The Rock in an empty arena starting off his career, and you would forget his spot. And that was in an empty arena. Imagine when you put all these butts in the seats.
Yeah, because, I mean, this promoter, I forget his name, he was like a running arenas in right there in South Florida somewhere for WWF. And
wow.
And he booked this show in Bahamas. And I believe he don't promote it. I don't know what happened. He want to do some crazy, well, whatever. And, you know, but by that time, Rock wasn't Rock. Was Dwayne Johnson and Rocky Johnson, you know. And he wasn't The Rock by that time. He was nobody. So, I mean, you got Savio there, and I believe they don't know who the hell I was. And I believe it was, I don't know, the time IRS, like I say. But, I mean, was some people there were, I mean, empty, big time. And simple, one spot, he forget. He was having that spot in his head big time. And he just nervous, you know, to work inside the ring. And he saw us all the time. Now he have us inside the ring. He's like, oh, my God. But he did pretty good, I tell you. He did pretty good. You know, then, you know, through the years, he get better and better. And, hey, look where he is right now.
Yeah, and when you look at him now, Savio, and knowing that you, I mean, in a way, you kind of helped him out in his career starting off. But what do you think about him? I mean, and have you had any contact with The Rock and say, hey, guy, remember
let me tell you another one. I wish to have Victor Quiñones live because he's my witness. But I have two other witnesses, which was Miguel Perez, my partner over there, and Castillo, and Estrada also. We, you know, the Boricuas, and we are in this dressing room one time. I forget what state was, and that's when Rock starts saying the 1,000 and 1,000, and I just turn around and I tell him, why you don't say the millions? Because there's a million people watching us. It's not, I mean, more than, I mean, this is all over the world. Because we travel a lot, and it's a lot of people, and he said, okay, and for half, you know, fun, he said, for the billions and billions, you know, and he looked at me, and we are like, okay, it's my ass, you know, and you could ask him, who told him about the millions, you know, and if he's honest, he will tell you that I did, you know, and Quiñones, and I've been close to him in his career, you know. We worked together. We to take care of him one time in South Africa was raining big time, and the show was outside, and we just came inside and did 5-minute match, and Jerry Briscoe called me on the side, and he just says, hey, you know, don't that. He was mad at me because I said, well, you want to protect the kids, so this is protect him. So we went home too fast. You know, and then as well, let's do it again. You know, no. You know, he got a little bad upset. But, I mean, working with him, working with Stone Cold, was fun. I love to work with Steve. You know, we the first time we met was in San Antonio. And here come Pat Patterson. He say, hey, Savio. I say, yes, sir. He say, put something together with this guy. I don't know. It's the first time we're going to see him. I don't know how he works. But Steve has some years already in the business. Steve was a professional already. I don't know him, you know, because he was, I believe, was raised in Texas and I don't know, different territories. So I heard my cast, you know, here in Puerto Rico, and I cannot make that pay-per-view against Stone Cold. And they put Triple H. And he wrestled, then they do whatever story with him. And, you know, that's when they start doing the factions, putting together the National Combination first, you know, and was Crush, Ron Simmons, and myself. So then from there, here come the factions, here come the rest of the guys. I mean, what's good? The Attitude Era. That's when they go against WCW. That's when Hogan started there. I mean, what's fun to work in that company. I learned a lot of, things of television production and stuff like that with them. You know, I was close to the TV people. And a lot of time, Hugo Sabinovich, I bring Hugo to WWF because I was there first, and I saw, I was watching the Spanish announcers, which was the greatest of the greatest, Pedro Morales, and Miguel, rest in peace, Miguel. He died, last year or something like that. And the voiceover, to be honest, was bad. I mean, it wasn't whatever strong the product, was. So I talked to Vince one time. I say, excuse me, can I talk to you? He said, yes, go ahead. I said, I have somebody to do voiceovers in Spanish because you, as Spanish announcers, they're bad. Pedro could be a great wrestler in his time, but to be the voiceover man, that wasn't for him. So I talked to Vince and I said, well, I got a guy. He said, well, can I have it next week here? I said, well, let me call and I'll let you know. He said, okay. So I called him right away. And when I called Hugo, I said, brother, I have you a job. He said, what? He said, yes. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I talked to Vince like this and blah, blah, blah. And he said, great. I said, can you be here next week? He said, of course. If you want to tell them, call me tomorrow. I said, all right, let me tell them. So I went over there, and they bring him to Connecticut. They do a test on him, voiceovers. I know he could do it because that was Hugo. And he was a wrestler. When a wrestler have that ability with his brain, his mouth, to increase the product like Jerry the King Lawler, that the product come a lot better. Because he's a competitive voice, a wrestler. You know how to talk with somebody that never been a wrestler and doing a voiceovers. Let's say Jim Ross. He did some matches here there because the gimmick or whatever, but he wasn't a wrestler. So how he could say the figure of four hurt? When he never tested the ring, when he never run those ropes or hit those turnbuckles. So a wrestler doing a voiceover, a lot of times the Spanish was bad. I mean, so Hugo did a good job till, I believe, last year they let him go. But it's interesting how the, my pass to WWF was. I mean, I have a lot of fun.
Wow, and looking at it, what is your opinion now on this PG era and some of the stuff that's happening nowadays? And if there was one thing, would you change anything? And one thing I must say though, they have tried to bring in the Hispanic, obviously Rey Mysterio, Sin Cara, guys like this that were names, Alberto Del Rio, that were big names in Mexico, and they're trying to incorporate them. We haven't seen any Puerto Ricans since Carlito. I know. Well, we have the Único and Epico too.
Yeah.
And Epico. You think the WWE is totally trying to get that demographic, which is very, very large in the United States?
Well, when I was there, they have, I don't know if you remember, maybe, I don't know, they have a show they call Superastros in Univision. And they have that show, I believe, was maybe for L.A. area. They show that, Univision is Mexican television. So they have this half-an-hour show. Was a product by WWF at that time and sell it to Univision. That's, we did a season, 13 shows. So, I mean, the show was good, had the drama, had the matches. whatever. And it was the right day at the arena by us. The production manager was Bruce Pritchard, between Bruce, Victor Quiñones, and myself. So he put it, this is what we're going to do, whatever. And we have the midgets, we have the Boricuas, we got the Castillo, and we all do that job. I mean, that was between the end of 98, beginning 99, because they let me go in 99. So what happened, the season finished, and they have to come back because the rating was good, the people loved the product. So Linda went to Univision, where, I don't know what office she went, and to get an hour, but they won $60,000 an hour.
Wow.
And Univision don't want to pay that. So, I mean, what's something happened there. The only thing that I just catched to hear was that somebody disrespect Linda in Univision. And Vince called himself, and whatever, he said, he told them, blah, 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 blah. So that's when we are like, oh, my God, now our job is down the drain. Why? Because what Vince had in mind was doing the Spanish WWF. That's what that was in 99 with Victor Quiñones. And we're going to have, our own TV crew go to our own, it was another WWF in Spanish. So we're going to bring more Mexican people, Spanish people, everything. And so, because the production was getting too much for too many matches, they have to do like four matches for us plus the rest of the television. And before you have to, and that was taped an hour before live show. And plus they have to do the matches for all the different shows that they have. So it was too much. So the plan was have another company, a mini company, WWF Super Astros in Spanish. But the business never make it between WWF and Univision. And that's when they tell us, hey, bye-bye. So they let everybody go.
Was that pretty much the reason why they let you go?
Yeah, when Jim Ross talked to me, he said to me, I know already that's going to happen because the Super Astros deal don't go through. So here comes Jim Ross and told me, we don't have nothing for you right now, and we're going to let you go and whatever. But we already have in mind to open Puerto Rico, the IWA. So I said, well, I finish here, and now we go to Puerto Rico and open the company and, continue working. So I was happy with that part. When I talked to my friend, Javier, Undertaker, I went to him, I said, brother, see ya. He said, what do you mean? You leaving? I said, well, then let me go. He said, what? Yeah, let me go. I said, no. He said, yeah. I said, no, let me talk to them to get two more years. I said, no, don't worry, because we're gonna open this company in Puerto Rico, and I have some faith in that. So he said, well, you sure? I said, yeah, don't worry, And thank you anyway, So we opened IWA in Puerto Rico, we did pretty good. I mean, took a lot of time and a lot of nights and a lot of headbutts, but we come up with the company. Till Telemundo here in Puerto Rico is sold to Comcast and some other company. And when they say sell the television station, they put all the local programming out. They say, well, you don't have pieces we may get out, so we use the TV of me and a bunch of other people, And the TV station was number one in ratings. because we have, you know, bunch of stuff there, and the TV station went down. Now they try to go up again. Now we come back because I have a different president, and he likes wrestling. He won wrestling. So they call us back. So we sit down with them, and we are still, you know, negotiating to come back to the TV station and have IWAO again on the air and do some stuff.
Wow, great stuff. Now, Savio, with you now kind of trying to get this thing going and obviously in Puerto Rico, I'm going to ask two questions. Number one, what talent do we have to look forward to in Puerto Rico that maybe can make it to the States? And secondly, do you still keep in contact with WWE folks? And do you see yourself possibly being into the WWE Hall of Fame soon?
Well, I don't know, man. To be honest, it's a lot of people ask me that question by Twitter, you know, and by Facebook. I don't know if I'm going to be or I'm a legend or something like that. I don't know, to be honest. I don't feel that, you know, when they let me go, they let me go. They never contact me again for nothing. The only thing they contacted me one time was for find out about some Mexican guys and was office people. And from there, I didn't even have a call or even a bad word, you know, from them. And I don't know why. You know, I asked a few times, a few people. I talked to Triple H here when they come to Puerto Rico one time for the show. And I said, hey, man, somehow that I come back to at least to be a, what is it called, training manager, not manager, you know, a coach, you know, coaching the boys or whatever. And he said, well, I don't know, you need to talk to Doug Matt, he's the man. And then I was looking at him like, hey, come on. I mean, you know, you have your power there. You got your power. You married to the owner, daughter. So you're going to tell me that I need to talk to somebody else? I mean, I said, okay, brother, no problem. Thank you very much. So you know, I mean, people change. That's obvious. Before you asked me to about Rock, I mean, he changed. He got peace in the millions. He come here to Puerto Rico to shoot the movie, Fight 5, whatever, and Fast and the Furious and something like that. I don't know what the heck what he was taking here. And we sent him hello and you know, to see if we could, you know, see him one time to go eat or whatever. He never returned the call. He never, nothing, you know. So I say, okay, you know, that's good. People change. The only one that's been, you know, in touch once in a while with me is Stone Cold, you know.
Wow.
And he's busy, you know, doing his stuff. And once in a while I say hello, you know, Taker, you know, Papa Shango, Fatu, you know, the Carvings, you know, a few of the guys either, Tatanka, you know. But I don't see nobody. The guys when they come, WWF come here, Kane, once in a while. The old timers, let's call it that way, because right now it's a bunch of new guys, new people. The era is total different. You ask me how, you know, it's a comparative for what happened before. Well, I mean, in the 90s, it's, of course, totally different because they're in the market. So they need to be changed because whoever put money there and buy shares or whatever, the other 49%, you know, the other 49 people, let's call it that way, they probably want something different, to sell more, to do this, to do that. I mean, everything is have to be, you know, it's a great show. It's a good show. I have a lot of people working on it. That I believe now I hear it's 3 hours now. That's what
hours.
I hear. I don't know. Yeah. Two, I mean,
yeah.
I know 2 hours, but sometimes they go 3 hours. But I hear they going now 3 hours. So, I mean, they have 120 minutes there to sell big time, you know? So, I don't know. It's going to be great, you know?
Now, what about you? I mean, some of the Puerto Rican talent. Carlito came from there. He's one of the rare Minister WWE also mentioned Único and Epico. Any other talent we should look forward to that will make a name for himself or herself?
180 minutes. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Uh-huh. Epico and Primo what?
Hello.
Epico and Primo what?
No, Epico and Primo are just some of the names that comes to light when it comes to Puerto Ricans. But any guys that we should look forward to seeing that you're training over there? I know recently the winner of Tough Enough, Andy Levine, was out there training.
He's here. He's here in Puerto Rico.
But he's over there too. What are some of the names that we could look forward to that you think have a big chance of coming to TNA or WWE here in the States?
I don't know, to be honest. You know, right now, I was having a gym, and I closed that gym because wasn't too many talent. It's a bunch of talent here in Puerto Rico that they already think they are the best. I mean, and some they're good, very good. They need coaching, you know. And now they send Andy Devine to Carlos Colón office, the WWC. I saw him. Already 2-3 times, and I've been coaching him. That's not my job, but I cannot see somebody do something wrong and just let it go, you know, especially a big guy like that. I didn't even know that he was the winner. I saw him when he win. He was skinny. Now he's big time big. So when I saw him, I went like, you know, so with the guy told me, that's Andy Devine. I said, so, yeah, we love it. So that's the Tough Enough winner. I said, oh, okay, now I remember that face. So I saw him, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago in the arena. It was Russell. And I saw him, I was like, brother, come on, in TV, sorry. It was on TV. I saw him on TV. And I said, well, why nobody teach this kid to do this and to that or whatever? So when I saw him at night, I just called him on the side. And I started talking to him, do this, do this, do this. So yesterday was another card here in Puerto Rico, and I went down to watch his match. I want to see him, to see if he improved a little bit, you know, here and there. So all the things happened in the match, so I said, okay, good. This. So I call him on the side again and talk to him again. Do this. You're a big guy. Don't do this. Don't do that, blah, blah, blah. To teach him to hear. I mean, this is better for him. He's the one. It's going to get a lot better, and of course the company is going to be big beneficiary because he got a big guy and know how to walk inside the ring, you know. So when I say know how to walk, he's know how to work in the ring. So Andy is going to be a great wrestler. Andy, when Andy finish here for a week, I hope they let him stay here for a little while. Because he's going to learn, because he's going to be wrestling every week, you know, with different people, with people that have experience. And I believe so, that guy is going to be good. I mean, they need just coaching. The big time coaching.
You think, what did we notice, Ivan, is that some of these wrestlers, Dick Roberts, we had Dick Roberts in the program, he said that they're rushing these guys too much. It took him, like, years. Before he got on TV. He said it's just that, you know, that there's too much time and they got to get something out there so quickly, but at the end of the day, they end up getting hurt and they don't give a good performance. You think that's true? That's accurate?
Yeah, because, I mean, remember, what they sell here is television. They sell television. They, you know, I mean, before, we supposed to be checking at the arena at 12 o'clock. So we check in. If you want to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you want to have to do something, okay, before you arrive, let's say 1 hour late, you have to call, you know, to tell them, hey, this is your job. You need to be here at 12. Soon you check in. If you don't have to wrestle, hey, you ask, can I go to the next town or to the hotel? Yeah, go ahead. So you leave. Now you have to stay there. You need to change. You need to go to the ring. And train, If you work in the night, so you train. If you don't work in and the ring is empty, jump in the ring and train. You know, and some of the old timers, they're there working with the guys. The rest, they're doing some vignettes or whatever. But you don't go home, you know, to the hotel. You stay there. So come to a point where if you love your business, you love what you're doing, that don't bother you. But when that going, you know, through your head, I mean, that's when you start going crazy and you want to get out. You say, how the hell do you want to get out with making some money? You know, you crazy because maybe the tension that they create to these guys or whatever, I mean, come to a point in where some go, you know, get the hell out of here. I'm out of here. You know, I want to go. Let me go. You know, that's one of the cases of Carlito. You know, Carlito is happy. He's big time happy right now. He's still making some money, of course, but he's happy. He says, well, I got my freedom. You know, because...
Yeah, I mean, if you're training 24 hours, I mean, you're going crazy and you need a break. And just with anything, with time and patience, you build yourself. But if you're out there rushing these guys...
Yeah, it's like Jake says, you know, this is just commercial. I mean, they want to... It's a big guy, whatever, just go in the ring. You know, you have two agents with that guy. You need to make that guy. You know, we need to help him. We need to rush him. Because he's a commercial, he's a big guy. So you need to, you just eat, breathe, and shit, you know, WWF. And be there, you know, 24/7, 365, 60 days of the year, you know, because, I mean, you have a contract, you have to go with the contract, but they're rushing too much, you know, and I don't know. You know, I'm not there to see, you know, and help or maybe give my opinion on whatever. But, I mean, sometimes, I didn't even watch the show.
When was the last time? When was the last time? Did you see WrestleMania?
No, I saw WrestleMania. That somebody gave me a DVD, and I was watching WrestleMania. For the past 4, to be honest. And I stopped to see a little bit of Rock and this guy, and I saw the Hall of Famers when they come out. I saw the Undertaker. That's pretty much. I mean, the rest and the close, the video of the end. You know, that's the only thing I watch because. Go and watch people that I don't know who they are and see more of the same, you know. So show me something where I know the story, I know the guy, and where I could help him somehow, call him by phone and say, hey, you know about this and change this, change that, what about this, what about that, you know, and help him, you know, because that don't cost me nothing to help somebody. When they're doing something one and green, you know, I mean, to me, I like it. You know, I like to help them. I like, you know, help all these guys.
Well, you were helping out folks, and you were helping out at TNA and being an agent for looking at some possible for talent. Are you still working with them over there with the Rock Akeem?
No, I don't.
Side of it?
No, I don't work. When I got hired. I got hired with, through Dutch Mantel. And in Dutch, you know, talk to Jeff and, you know, this brings up, he'll do nothing. So he told me one day, hey, you want to work here? I said, fuck, yeah, let's go. Well, this is the money. I said, go ahead, do it. So I was working over there, 1 week on, 1 week off, you know, and go people we used to hear there, doing what I love, wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me in charge with the girls. And I said, well, if you're going to be in charge with the girls, you know, if I'm in charge, I'm going to be in charge. So I start seeing, I don't know the girls. So I start knowing them and I put a plan. I said, well, we need to go plan A, B, C, D till I got these guys anywhere I want. Some of them don't know how to jump into the second rope. Some
wow.
of them don't know how to do a from second rope a crossbody, a drop kick. I'm like, what the heck? Who trained you guys? You know, I don't want to mention names, but I said, who trained you? Whoever trained you, he stole your money. Because, I mean, what do you mean you cannot do this? Jump from the canvas to the second floor, second rope. And I said, well, when we come to TV, we're going to be the next day at 8 o'clock leaving the hotel because we're going to the ring to train. And we did. We 8 o'clock, everybody downstairs, and ready to go. Go to the arena. We change, warm up a little bit, and we start doing, you know, some homework in the ring and train the guys with the girls, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Some of the guys start arriving at the arena early, you know, to do whatever, be something at something, and they get close to the ring and start giving their opinion. Oh, don't do that like that, because this, look at that, as a brother. Let me do this, because when you're saying that, if you do this, this is going to happen, and they're going to hurt that way. No, but I do that. Yeah, you do it. Somebody teach you to do that way, and to me it's wrong, because you need to protect yourself all the time and protect your opponent. Because if you do this, what about his leg? You're going to break his leg. Well, that's true, but, you know, I like to do it that way. You know, so don't teach the guy, these girls, to do it wrong. So I started training those guys, and we worked together for the pay-per-view matches. Plus, we don't have needed time to do nothing in the ring. When you have a match, I mean, when you have 45 seconds entrance and 2.5 minutes for a match, what the hell is that? When I saw those papers, 2.5 minutes, what the hell is going to do there? Well, just put it together, and we did it on time. No one says or more right there on time, because I was timing the spots with the girls, not with the watch, with my head, with the experience. And we're going to do this, and let's do it again, till we got it perfect, you know, and I was timing inside the truck and talked to the Baby Sahadi, the director. So, to put his camera, this is going to happen here, this is going to happen there, and come up pretty good. The pay-per-view, I mean, when I run into pay-per-views, I put my experience from Puerto Rico in those girls, and how the people's going to react on their stuff. And to me, the time that I was there, all the time, the girls come outside, that rating went up, of course. Nice, beautiful girls, and know how to do things. The last time I watched TNA, I saw a wrestling match, a girl match. I went like, oh my God, what the heck is that match, a girl match? I went like, oh my God, what the heck is that match, a girl match?
So, Xavier, I must say that when it comes to the females in TNA and the TNA Knockouts, a while ago when you were there, the matches were very exciting, and it was one section of TNA that people wanted to see. And like you said, you kind of went out there and helped these ladies entertain the crowd. But looking at it now, you said that your opinion and the status of it is completely different.
Yeah, I saw the show a long time ago. I mean, this is months ago. And I was like, I mean, why? I mean, what happened there? I mean, the girls looked like lost. I mean, looked like big-time dream. I don't know who they are at this moment. I don't think the same guy's still there, to be honest. I don't watch it, to be honest. When I was there, I had Kong with me, and Kong was a big-time professional. I had the Velvet, Velvet Sky, the Blondes. I mean, I had all that crew there, Tara coming later, you know, and I was there with them. I said, we want to do this, let's do this, this part. I mean, I was, you know, put them in their heads. The old time in wrestling from here, you know, there was brand new for them, stuff that they never know how to do it as a tag team. We did, you know, till we got fired by TNA because what happened with Jeff, you know, and his now wife. And then from there, everything went south, you know. And it was D.G. James, Jim Cornette, Dutch, and me, because we worked with Jeff. So because Jeff did what he did. Hello.
Interesting, you know, it's true. I mean, it was great stuff, and I really looked forward to watching it because it was when Kong and all of that, and then Kong went to WWE. She wasn't there. I think she only wrestled like once or twice, three times. That's pretty much it. But she was just great talent, a girl of her size, and how easily she moved inside the ring, and it made it look so easy for a big girl like her. I can't even remember of a big girl that moved like that.
Yeah, and she was a good hand, and I mean, I love to work with those guys when I was there. When they put me in charge of the guys, you know, they're very strict with the time. You know, some of the guys sometimes go 1 minute over, 2 minutes over, whatever. And I was there with them, and I said, well, brother, I need this time perfect right here. You know, so I tell them, I send them to go home earlier. I said, go home, you know, so I know when somebody wants to stay there too long. One time of the guys really like 5 minutes over, 5 minutes over. And I said, well, what I think they just tested me because I sent them to go home a long time ago and they continue. I said, well, somebody sent them to test me to see what I do. So I pick it up right away. That's not good. I sit down with them in the truck. And they're kind of laughing a little bit, so I said, I catch it. I said, see, somebody sent this son of a gun to, you know, over, so to see what I did. So I took it, you know, nice, easy, good, you know, good rip, and we continue. I mean, it's still a good crew, you know, over there in the company. Some of the guys, I don't know who they are, but I don't watch, to be honest, more than 6 months, easy.
Wow.
Watch nothing with TNA. And WWE, what I watch is sometimes when I'm here at home, SmackDown on Saturdays, they put that, you know, here in Puerto Rico. That's it. You know, I didn't even watch nothing, to be honest.
Wow. Well, Savio, thank you so very much for taking your time and speaking to us. And I want to invite you again. I'll make sure to send you a message. It was a pleasure and honor to speak to you, a man with the so much experience in the world of professional wrestling, and you've enlightened us with some stories that we didn't even know of with The Rock and Stone Cold, and you working with the TNA Knockouts. So great stuff coming from your end. And I'm sure, not any plans of coming down to Miami, Florida anytime soon?
No, so far, you know, I have some friends over there, which, you know, I'll say hello right now. I'm right here doing some stuff with WWC. You know, Epico and Primo, you know, Primo's dad, Carlos Colon, and Carlito Caribbean Cool is here in Puerto Rico. So we have some things going on there with the company, you know, and that's where I'm working right now a little bit, here, there, you know. So I'm available. I'm available for bookings. You know, you could text me. Send me a tweet at Savio Vega. That's my Twitter, at Savio Vega, or looking at my Facebook fan page, the official fan page of Savio Vega. It's a few pages, the fans open, you know, because they love to hear in Puerto Rico, but the ones you're going to look is, I have like a Puerto Rican vest, and I throw some pills. That's where I went to Carlos Company and challenge Carly, you know. So I mean, I'm available for any kind of bookings and get in contact with me or get in contact with you and through you, you know, get me.
Absolutely.
People that want some bookings with Savio Vega, hey, call me. I'll be there. en para los latinos. Muchos saludos a todos, gracias por escuchar. Tenemos muchas, muchas más historias que decir luego, así que espero que me inviten y estaré con ustedes. Se me cuidan todos y que Dios los bendiga. To all the English people, I say that, I come to the show anytime soon, you know, and to tell more stories about my career. And if you need me, like I said before, I'm a better person looking. Thank you, everybody, and God bless you.
Awesome, awesome, Savio. Thank you so much. You know what? I think the only thing you're missing is a book, Savio, with so many stories. I think it's only right that you come out with a book.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a bunch of things, stories that happened in Japan, here in Puerto Rico. I've been traveling with WWF and without WWF to 25 countries, different 25 countries, you know, wrestling, you know, and to be traveling and go to different countries, I mean, you have to love this business, and I love this business. I learn a lot in this business, and, you know, I know, it's my blood big time, and like I say, I believe I born to be a wrestler, and I love the business inside the ring and the business outside of the ring. You know, so I know the whole, you know, business and how to do whatever and know how to do the TV, know how to wrestle, know how to voiceovers, know how to do cameras. I mean, everything, all that stuff. So I'm prepared for that. You know, I'm prepared for you know, everybody went up in a company, one may have somehow my opinion on something. Hey, I'm available. You know, I could help anybody to do whatever they want to do in wrestling. And of course, I know a lot of other people that they're good too. You know, but I could tell you just about me. So right now, anybody that wants Savio Vega to do something there, let me know. Okay. Hey, this is Savio Vega, and you listen right now to the Roman Show. A mi manera.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
Mixed martial arts fans, get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, comedian Archer, for 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012, at the Miramar Cultural Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I'd like to listen to The Roman Show, tough guy. Ho!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, The Roman Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Savio Vega. Savio Vega hailing on away from Puerto Rico, letting us know exactly how it went down. Just quite amazing what he said about having a match in an empty arena with The Rock. And quite amazing enough, look at The Rock right now. The guy is a superstar. I wouldn't even go as far as saying a millionaire. With so many movie appearances, obviously bringing in a lot of money for the World Wrestling Entertainment, being the poster child of the company. But nonetheless, you've heard it there, Savio Vega, hopefully wondering if just a matter of days maybe they'll get him in the Hall of Fame. And I do feel that he should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, considering the fact that, you know, he opened the doors for many guys, including Stone Cold, Triple H, The Rock. He helped these guys get their name out there, and he was a very well-known wrestler that was not Mexican. He was actually Puerto Rican. So the fact that he is Hispanic, I think that he's very valuable to be considered as a WWE Hall of Fame, just like we just heard from WWE Hall of Fame Hacksaw Jim Duggan giving a shout-out to The Roman Show. But with that said, we're also going to have in just a few minutes Jerry Lynn, another legend in the sport. The guy is just amazing. When it comes to technique, when it comes to wrestling, this man has it all. And there's no doubt about it. Jerry Lynn has left a major mark in this sport, and he is on his way to his retirement, actually. Next year, he will be retiring. He's going to let us know about his last match, who he is going to battle with. Mind you, it's very interesting, the folks that he has in mind that he will be competing for the very last time on his career. And obviously, we're just enjoying here the beginning of the NBA. And for those who tuned in earlier today on Mexican TV, I was talking about the Miami Heat. Feel free to call in, guys, 714-868-0222. at 714-868-0222. Want to send a big special shout out, man, to my main man, my co-host, who right now, well, he was attacked by a natural disaster in Hurricane Sandy. My main man, Johnny Knockout in New York, unfortunately had to feel the wrath of Hurricane Sandy. Being that we are in Miami, Florida, we know all about hurricanes, but New York, you know, they're not used to this stuff. Some of the images that we saw on national television were just devastating, with the crane breaking down, flooding in the subway, departments just ripped apart, transformers going up in flames. Just amazing stuff. Who would have ever thought that we would see those images? Something that here in Miami it's pretty much common nature. You know, we're always prepared for a hurricane during the hurricane season, which starts around the June 1st all the way to the end of November. But, you know, we were fortunate this time around. We did not get hit, except for there was one storm, but really didn't do much, thankfully for that. But just really, really devastating. And I hope that everyone out there in New Jersey and New York is taking care of themselves. I know most of those guys don't have any power, but when everything is settled, we're hoping to get Johnny in here, and hopefully everything is safe with him. He did actually send on a tweet, so he is good. That's a good thing. But all those folks out there, stay dry. Don't go out. There's a lot of rain out there. There could be some electrical wires that could... It aren't good. You can't get electrocuted. So make sure if you do go out there, you're very safe and just listen to the authorities. From what I understand, Wall Street's going to open tomorrow, but I don't know. I'm not really quite sure about the transportation. But just be safe, guys. Be safe. And also, for those in Virginia, I know you guys are having a lot of snow, big snowstorm there because of this superstorm or this Frankenstorm that hit the Northeast. Be safe, guys, on behalf of the Roman Show. Now, guys, if you haven't done so, go ahead on over to RodolphRoman.com and vote for the Roman Show as the number one MMA media source. We have been nominated. We're up against two other programs, one of them being an Octagonal, good friends of ours. But please vote for the Roman Show. We appreciate the love and the followership that you give us. Vote for us. The awards are this Sunday. Head on over to RodolphRoman.com. All you got to do is just simply click on the banner, sign up. It only takes a minute or two, and that's it, man. You vote for us, and let's bring the gold here to the Roman Show. In fact, if we win, I think we're thinking of having a big celebration if we win that thing. What do you think, babe? Yeah, she's mute right now. She's enjoying some avocado. But, you know, we're going to take this thing. We're going to have a little shindig. We're going to have a little party just to celebrate. You know, it's been less than 2 years, and the Roman Show has had high numbers of listeners, and we appreciate all the love that you have given us. And every day, man, we work hard for you to get good content, good guests. And I know that all you guys enjoy it. Speaking of guests, tomorrow night we will not be on for Mixed MMA. We'll be on Thursday night. We have Joey Rivera of The Ultimate Fighter. And we're also scheduled to have Alex Caceres, who will be fighting in the UFC China event. RFC female fighter will be calling in a fighter who should be out there competing. And also we're going to have scheduled Daniel Strauss, who is set to get a title fight in Bellator. We had him on the show not too long ago. Great talk. But we'll have him on the program shortly. But with that said, let's just get into hanging things. We're not going to have Laughing with Felix. He got a little bit tied up. I'm writing solo today. And we're going to debut next week in entertainment segment. And speaking of entertainment, we're going to have, get this. We've all heard of the Wobble, the Dougie. What else have they got? The Stewie. What other dance have they got? Babe, what other dance do they got? What other dance do they got? Hip-hop dance. The Dougie, you know, all these dances. But now they got the Toe Tappy. So the creator of the Toe Tappy is going to be here on the Roman Show next week, Monday. We're going to be on Monday night, 8 p.m. And we're going to be talking to this gentleman. His video has gone viral on World Star Hip-Hop. And the guy has, I don't know, some ridiculous amount of numbers. And that is the Toe Tappy. So make sure that you start learning those dance moves when you hear from this musician come next Monday here on The Roman Show. Guys, make sure, again, you follow us on Twitter, @RomanDH, #RomanShow. That's #RomanShow. Now let's go briefly into some of the news in regards to pro wrestling.
News of the day.
Right. It said the WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels will travel to the Broken Skull Ranch to get this, shoot a hunting expedition with Stone Cold Steve Austin during tonight's episode of MacMillan River Adventures on the Outdoor Channel. Not really much of a big Outdoor Channel guy. I really don't like killing or hunting deers, but oh well. Now, despite having rumors that Ric Flair was that? Yeah, no, I am an outdoor guy, but I really despise killing things. I can't even kill, but I will kill roaches, though. They're annoying. But yeah, despite rumors of Ric Flair being at Monday Night Raw last night in North Carolina and Charlotte, that didn't happen. In fact, Flair was in Charlotte at home, but WWE decided against bringing Flair because of the pending TNA loss. In fact, Flair had pulled out of a couple upcoming independent bookings, added much fuel to the fire of a Flair return to the WWE in his hometown. Now, it has been stated we have a day when Jerry the King Lawler will return to the commentator's booth, and it is said that he is back in 2 weeks. He is recovering from a heart attack he suffered back in September during a live Raw broadcast. Happy to hear, man, that Jerry the King Lawler is back. TampaBay.com is reporting that Hulk Hogan, get this, has settled his lawsuit against Bubba the Love Sponge over the current sex tape controversy. While Hogan is still seeking damages against Gawker.com, the suit against Bubba has been settled for an undisclosed amount of money. In fact, Bubba went on a public apology and stated how he was truly sorry and how he is willing to help out Hulk Hogan on finding out who released the video to Gawker.com. Jake the Snake Roberts, who we had here on the program and is nominated for Best Interview, has teamed up with Diamond Dallas Page, another person we had on the Roman Show for an interview, and is also nominated for the Roman Show Awards. So they both teamed up because DDP has promised Jake the Snake Roberts to lose some weight and get in better shape because Roberts wants one more shot at wrestling. Now, Page has said that Roberts got up to 302 pounds at one point. 302 pounds. But it has already helped him get in better shape with the DDP yoga. And now, this is one thing that's very interesting. Training is being filmed part of a documentary. Now, one stipulation is Roberts must do DDP yoga for 6 to 8 weeks. The story says filming and training began for Roberts in Texas, who already lost 20 pounds in the first 3 weeks. Roberts is currently losing 35 pounds total so far. Now, Roberts will also be drug tested while he is in the house. DDP says if Roberts fails the test, he's gone. The project will be heavily promoted on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, we all know about WWE and the fans, right, and how important they are to the television broadcast. Well, they weren't too happy during the Sunday night Hell in the Cell pay-per-view because they feel that there was a lack of a reaction from the crowd in Atlanta. Well, who's to say? I mean, let's be honest. That pay-per-view was lacking the action. So why would the crowd respond if there was nothing to respond about? Now, apparently WWE, knowing the fact that everyone's mentioning about Goldberg, comparing Ryback to Goldberg, well, turns out they pulled out any post boards or poster cards that had mentioned Goldberg. Can you believe that? And this being the home of Goldberg in Atlanta. So anything that mentioned regarding Goldberg was taken out from fans. Anything that mentioned in this case. That's just pretty crazy and amazing as far as the WWE not allowing you to voice your opinion. And now, get this, Chael Sonnen, UFC fighter, they asked him, hey, what is the best submission wrestling submission move in pro wrestling? Well, he obviously chose WWE superstars, Alberto Del Rio's cross armbar. I must say, that armbar is pretty neat. It's pretty devastating, too. I know he pulled it off this week against Randy Orton, and he had him over the ropes and so forth. Hey, guys, make sure you call in 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222. I'm going to give a special thanks again for all those folks that listen. You know, we've broken the record here in Block Talk Radio. The numbers are off the roof, and it's only a matter of time till they just keep going, exploding, and heck, it might be on a bigger national website or something else. Monday's episode of WWE Raw scored, now it's a lot better, 2.94 rating for all 3 hours. Raw averaged about 4.31 million viewers for the first hour, 422 for the second, and 378 for the third. It averaged a 410 million viewers, which was above the previous 2 weeks. And that is true because they were definitely having some issues last week with the ratings. But again, you know, they were up against the debate. They had Monday Night Football. Who's to blame? You can't be perfect in this day and age. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a quick little commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of the Roman Show and on with Jerry Lynn. We'll be right back.
This is your boy, Sugar Rashad Evans, and you're listening to the Roman Show.
Martial arts fans, get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, Comedian Archer, at the 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012, at the Miramar Cultural Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
All right, we're back with more action here on The Roman Show. And after the Jerry Lynn interview, we'll take a look at some of the news happening in the world of entertainment. One of them being that Disney has purchased George Lucas's Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion and has already announced a new Star Wars movie. Now listen, I'm not a big movie buff or movie geek, but $4.05 billion for Star Wars and Vader and all these guys? Well, what do you do with I can't even mention it in our number, but $4 million. Wow, just amazing. But, you know, they just flew to you, man. And apparently, and allegedly, they're saying that, according to Disney, Star Wars Episode 7 is slated for release in 2015. Again, not a big Star Wars fan, but to those like it, you know, kudos to you. But I must say that Disney's taking over. They already have Marvel. What else are they going to buy next? DC Comics or something like that? All right, let's get a hold of Jerry Lynn, who also is feeling some of the wrath of Sandy. I know in Tennessee, he's out in Tennessee, they were having some issues with the snow. But hopefully he's doing well. Spoke to him yesterday. He'll be fine. He'll be wrestling at Pro Syndicate Wrestling coming up. And we have Eric, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, next week.
Hello, you have reached the phone of Jerry Lynn. You know what to do.
Trying to get a hold of him now. Unfortunately, he's not there. So it goes in a few seconds as we're going to try to get a hold of Jerry Lynn. So, in fact, let's go to a quick little commercial here, and we'll be right back with more on the Roman Show. Bear with us, guys. We're trying to get a hold of Jerry Lynn again. He did have an issue with, I know, with the weather. So hang tight, guys.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
And we are back with more action here in The Roman Show. Trying to get a hold of Jerry again. Let's try one more time. We're going to try to hold a hold of Jerry Lynn here on The Roman Show. Hopefully the weather not affecting him there. I know that it's very difficult with the snow. They've been getting some radical weather. Stuff that they did not anticipate with this hurricane.
Hello, you have reached the phone of Jerry Lynn.
So, well, we apologize. We're going to try to get a hold of Jerry Lynn shortly here in The Roman Show. But again, guys, I want to remind you to tune in Thursday night. Daniel Straw of Bellator. We're also going to have Alex Cesaro who fights in UFC China. Also, we're going to have Joey Rivera of The Ultimate Fighter and RFC female fighter who right now is enjoying a 3-0 run. So make sure you tune in and tweet us at RomanDH, hashtag RomanShow. Now, we want to hear from you, your thoughts on the interview with Savio Vega. What were your thoughts? We want to hear from you. Use hashtag RomanShow, or you can just write in the chat room, or you can simply call in 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222. All right, guys, hopefully we get a hold of Jerry before the end of the show. But I wanted to talk real briefly. So as I was saying about George Lucas, and it's funny how TMZ put it here. You know, he wasn't rich before, but he sure as hell is now. Considering the fact that Disney has purchased George Lucas's Lucasfilm for $4.045 billion. And again, they are scheduled to have Star Wars Episode 7 slated for 2015. Lucas will be a creative consultant on an all-new Star Wars film. And now, considering Lucas said he would never make another Star Wars movie, telling the New York Times, why would I make any more when everybody yells at you all the time and says what a terrible person you are? Now get this, you've heard about the Octomom. Everyone has heard about the Octomom, what she did, how she was offered to be in a porn, and how she was a stripper to raise money. Well, she eventually did a porn, but he did a masturbating porn. But get this. At least one of Octomom's kids watched her masturbation video, according to one of Octo's former nannies. Now, how in the blue hell is one of your kids going to watch him? That's just pretty disgusting to watch your mother masturbate in front of you, in front of a computer or TV. Seriously? TMZ now has obtained correspondence between nanny Gina B. and the Orange County Department of Children and Family Services, in which she claims on June 20th, Nadia ran to her crying, claiming she found her oldest son watching porn on his phone. The nanny says the 11-year-old had found the website that posted his mom's masturbation video and decided to sneak a peek. The nanny says Octo handed her the phone and asked her to block the site. But when the nanny said she needed a passcode, Octo told her, forget it. The nanny says Octo told her she and her then-boyfriend Frankie would have a chit-chat with the kid about staying at porn sites, especially hers. That is just disgusting. Watching your own mom masturbate. Seriously? This calls for a break. We'll be right back after this small little break here.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks,
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
All right, we're trying to get a hold of Jerry Lynn, and unfortunately, it's just not working out this time around. We apologize for that. We'll try one more time as we are nearing the end of the program, unfortunately. But again, we will try to work hard on getting him again. We apologize as it seems the communication's not working well. I know they're having some issues, like I said, with the snow. But just bear with us. We're going to try one more time. If not, then we'll stick into the weird news section, and hopefully we'll have him on next week. Now, next week, guys, as I mentioned, we're going to have Mr. The musician, Toe Tappy. Make sure you mark down your calendars. Monday at 8 p.m. Yes, when Monday Night Raw starts. So it's okay, guys. You can mute Raw. You're not going to miss anything. So we get a hold of Jerry Lynn. He has a match with Pro Wrestling Syndicate coming up. So let's see if we get him on here on the phone.
Hello, you have reached the phone of Jerry Lynn.
Oh, unfortunately, we won't have him, unfortunately. But none of that said, 714-868-0222 is the number, 714-868-0222 is the number. We'll try to get in Jerry here, perhaps next show. Again, we apologize for that. All right, guys, with that said, let's move on now to the, it's just amazing, some of the news that you find now. There's, check this, fumes coming from a toilet at Berlin's Tegel Airport on Saturday sickened 53 people. This, according to local media, reported. Can you believe that? Fumes coming out of a toilet. So here you are. You're going to the airport. You're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to take care of business. And you smell these fumes, and it gets you sick. Apparently, a cleaning crew used too much ammonia in cleaning the toilet overnight, according to the local.ede, an English-language news site in Germany. Can you believe that? You go take a whiz. You smell the fumes. And you can't even take a whiz in peace. This is shocking. 714-868-0222 is the number. It just gets worse. The El Monte, California City Council has voted 3-2. Get this, 3-2. They actually had to go to the city council and get approval to reinstate 14 lifeguards who were fired after making a gangman style spoof video at the city swimming pool. This, according to the San Gabriel Valley News report. So, these guys are just trying to have a good time. They're not trying to make some laughter out of their work. They went on over to the pool. They made a gangman style spoof. Boom, they get fired. They were fired last month from the El Monte Aquatic Center for what the city said was unauthorized use of city resource for their own personal benefit. The lifeguards say the video spoofing Korean rapper PSY was made while they were off duty. It shows lifeguards in city-issued swimsuits, dancing underwear, and on diving boards at the center. So make sure you guys grab a note of that. Do not make any spoofs. I know there's been a ton of videos of the Call Me Maybe song, so don't even think about it because you might lose your job. Just throwing it out there. Look what happened to these folks. Trying to make a spoof of the gangman style. And they nearly lost their job. Pretty sad. 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222 is the number. Then, guys, we'll be back Thursday night at 8 p.m. So make sure you join us here for the action. Now, I want to get your thoughts on Twitter, like I mentioned, on the pay-per-view. It wasn't really too enticing, too entertaining whatsoever, I would say. And the whole turnout at the end with the, basically the low blow from the referee. I don't know about that. I don't know about that stuff. All right, here we go, guys. Moving on forward with more information on the program. Again, let's try one more time with Jerry Lynn. Hopefully he answers. If not, then we apologize. And we're going to get some more stuff here. By the way, James Bond movie. We'll talk about the James Bond movie. It looks pretty good. Trying to hold up Jerry Lynn on the program.
Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, how are you? It's Rodolfo, the Roman Show. We're trying to get a hold of you. Good. Thank you very much. It's Rodolfo of the Roman Show. I know we've been bombarding you there with the phone calls, but we apologize. Try to get the interview going here on the program.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm almost done with one interview. Can I call you right back?
Sure. I'll send you the number. I'll
okay.
send it to you in a text. Is that all right?
Yes, that's cool. And I'll call you
Great.
Right back.
I'll send it to you. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so there you go. He was doing another interview. How forward is that? So, great. Now we have to kill time. Hey, 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222 is the number as we await the phone call for none other than Jerry Lynn, who, as mentioned, was trying to get another interview there. But with that said, we'll take a look at some of these things. The James Bond movie has got the blessing from the Vatican. Can you believe that? Vatican is blessing. Now, we had a breakdancer here with the Pope. You know, he blessed breakdancing, but now they're blessing movies. Huh. Say, wait, we'll be right back with more on the Roman Show. We're back with more action here on the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the end of the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Only One Yali from Twitter.
Who's that? Sorry, I can't hear you.
I said this is Only One Yali from Twitter.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show. Thanks very much for following us and all the action.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I love the show.
Thanks so very much. So what did you think about the interview? Pretty interesting stuff there, huh, with Savio Vega. I think he has a lot to say. And heck, you sure write a book, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Or either
and
that
where
or
are you calling
movie,
us from?
That would be cool, too. I'm calling from Kansas City,
document.
Missouri.
From Missouri, all right. That's, now, you guys didn't have any, is it snowing out there, or?
No, right now it's fine. Like, the worst we get out here is tornadoes.
Yeah, okay, so you'll be all right for now. None of the, you know, the East Coast has been a victim of the Hurricane Sandy. And that's what we're trying to get a hold of Jerry Lynn, actually. But thanks so much for tuning in. What were your thoughts on Monday Night Raw and Hell in the Cell this past weekend and Monday?
I didn't get a chance to see the pay-per-view, but I saw everything that people were posting on Twitter, and I really hated the ending with the referee and Ryback.
Yeah, many people were really appalled as far as what happened. And, you know, one thing that it just doesn't make any sense. And I know, like you said, you didn't see Monday Night Raw, but they said that the referee was hurt. Because at the end of the match, Ryback basically, he did a gorilla press slam on the ref, and then they said that he was out. But it doesn't really make sense how they get this guy, and he gets him a low blow. It just really doesn't make any sense. And now they're blaming the fans in Atlanta for not reacting to a match. It really wasn't all that. Now, what do you think? As you mentioned, you saw everything from Survivor from Twitter. But what would you have to say about the Survivor Series coming up? Mick Foley versus CM Punk. They both got teams.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I was kind of hoping Mick Foley would wrestle though, so we could see him in the ring, you know, one more time. But I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat. I don't think we'll be able to see him though. You know, he is just like Jerry Lynn, which we're just waiting on this phone call now, which I hope we get him on.
Yeah.
These guys have gone through a lot, and their body, I mean, your body can just take so much. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, so your body's brand new. But these guys,
yeah.
They're 45, 50. I mean, they've gone through hell. And especially Nick Foley, who has, wow, I mean, what hasn't he done?
He got thrown off
and
of his cage.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, it's funny, they just posted a picture not too long ago on Facebook, how they try to compare the back attitude era, you know, with the Hell in the Cell, and compare it to the one now with doing that shell shock move, it's really, really like, seriously, you're comparing the both. No comparison whatsoever. And you heard it in Savio Vega. You heard what he said about the Attitude Era and how different it was compared to now. What were your thoughts on that?
I agreed with him 100%. There was also a video with Stone Cold and CM Punk where JR gave the interview and they talked about the video game. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but...
No, I got that missed out. But yeah, pretty amazing stuff how that happened, but... Great stuff. Jody, stay on the line. Let's go to a quick break, all right? We'll be right back. Just stay on the line.
All right.
We'll chat some more. Hang on one sec. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks,
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at Roman DH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com. to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted, and if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
All right, we're back with more action here, and we got Yoli all the way up from Missouri tuning in here on the program. Now, Yoli, before we left off the break, about the Attitude Era and Savio Vega, it's just quite amazing. And can you believe the fact that he just said, but what was your reaction when you heard that he wrestled The Rock in an empty arena and that The Rock forgot his spot? I mean, can you even believe that?
Yeah.
Isn't just that amazing?
Yeah, it's hard to believe because when you think about The Rock, like, I grew up watching The Rock, and I don't know, it's just amazing to see how far he's come since then.
Yeah, and that just proves to you with anything you do in life. You know, you're going to have your screw-ups, and you might be, you know, wrestling inside an empty arena, or you're going to be working in a place you don't like, but at the end of the day, if you keep at it, you might become as rich as a rock, uh-huh. Right? But
yeah.
But one thing that's interesting is that he mentioned that in Puerto Rico, they were out there filming the Fast Five movie, and that it seems like he tried to reach out to them, but they didn't even look at him, which is kind of sad. You know, I at a personal level, I've had the ability to meet The Rock in person about 3, 4, 5 times. And early on in his career, the guy was super nice. I just saw him at WrestleMania. He definitely is a changed person. He is not the same. I must admit, you know, he wasn't the same. I don't know if it was because it was too hot and he was sweating, he was drenching. But, you know, he didn't speak to the folks out there as he used to at one point. On the contrary, John Cena was just a nice guy, a very nice guy, mm-hmm. as many might think the opposite of. What were your thoughts with John Cena and the whole campaign against the breast cancer and WWE donating $1 million to the Susan Komen?
Yeah, I was amazed to see that. Like, I thought it would be a lot less, but I guess the hard work of the fans just really paid off. I was glad that I had the opportunity to help donate.
Yeah, I mean, that's $1 million. You know what that could do? That could do a lot of stuff. that. Now, have you ever been affected by this? You know someone that has been affected by breast cancer or cancer in your family?
Well, not breast cancer, but my grandmother had lung cancer. She passed away about 2 years ago from it.
Yeah, no, definitely, you know, cancer is definitely something weird. Hey, Yoli, now you're on the line, let's talk some weird news here. And by the way, next week we'll be debuting the entertainment section. And hopefully we'll have Laughing with Felix. Check this out, Yoli. Wild boar attacks and injures four people in Berlin. Berlin authorities say that they shot and killed a 120-kilogram or 265-pound wild boar after it attacked and injured four people, including a police officer. Police said the boar bit a 74-year-old man in the back and leg and knocked a 74-year-old woman to the ground and injured her hip. Now, this is a wild boar.
Yeah.
So nearly 300 pounds biting people. Jesus Christ. Now, I mean, that's just insane. And get this, it just gets worse. A California woman wants roadside memorial to honor a fish. Animal activists say a California roadside memorial sign to honor fish killed during a container truck crash. Can you believe that? So people of the ethical treatment of animals told Irvin Street Maintenance Chief the sign would remind drivers that fish value their lives and feel pain. About 1,600 pounds of saltwater bass died on October 11 when the truck hauling them to market got into a three-way crash. There you go, man. You can get some sympathy for fish nowadays. Pretty quite amazing.
Yeah,
are you a big, earlier today we spoke a little bit about the whole George Lucas and Disney buying Lucasfilm. Are you a big Star Wars fan?
I am not. I think I've only seen like one Star Wars movie and I fell asleep halfway through it.
I know. Same here. But
I was surprised that Disney would buy it.
Right, which is amazing. You know, Disney, they already own Marvel, now they're buying Star Wars, which is a huge franchise. I mean, you got to give credit. I mean, you know Disney's going to do something smart with it. They're not going to give you something watered down like what's kind of happening right now in wrestling. But you know they're going to give you something good. And as you said, they're going to do a part 7. And you know that's going to be a lot of money. So that $4 billion they just gave George Lucas, they're going to get it back when they do Star Wars number 7.
Yeah, definitely. And I think
now,
they probably like build... I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think they're probably going to build like a Star Wars section at Disney World there in Florida or either out in California. That could be cool.
Yeah, no, that most definitely, you know that's going to happen one way or another. Hey, so are you a video game fan by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sure you can help me out with this. That WWE 13 Revolution came out. Were you one of the few who were out there making a line to get the game yesterday?
No, but I do want that game.
You do want it right now. They say it's supposed to be one of the best games in WWE's history because of the whole concept and how it's done. Why do you want to play it? It seems the graphics look phenomenal. But you're able to bring in these wrestlers that wrestled back then into the program. But what are you most looking forward to playing this game for?
I'm looking forward to creating my character and take on the wrestlers from the past. Because, you know,
yeah,
like most
pretty
people
neat.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a wrestler. So, like, I guess through the video game, I could wrestle people that I've always wanted to wrestle and see matches that I never got a chance to see.
That'd be pretty neat. Yeah, you could see, let's see, you could probably match up Goldberg with Ryback, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your opinion on Ryback? Do you think that they're just overhyping Ryback?
Well, I totally understand why they chant Goldberg when he wrestles, but I think maybe if he changes maybe his outfit or grows out his hair or something to make himself look different from Goldberg, I think it could be 10 times better for him.
Yeah, I mean, the only difference he got going is that whole RVD getup. You know, so it's like a juiced up RVD. With Ryback, but do you think he's going to be a big impact?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big guy, and I noticed that the people who rise to the top are the bigger superstars, so I think if they could give him a good gimmick, I think he could rise to the top and be incredible.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, though. And you know what happened with Goldberg, that he ended up leaving, and he had some injury and so forth. But he is massive, though, and the WWE does need a guy like that. You know, after Goldberg, they had Batista. And then they had Brock, and then they had, well, now they have Ryback. But yeah. I'm hoping that this, for some crazy reason, they don't put it up against Goldberg, I mean, against Brock. Because we know what happened with, when Goldberg wrestled with Brock, it wasn't really exciting at all.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't see those two going at it. But it would be pretty interesting, though, just for the heck of it, although it might not be exciting. But Goldberg versus Ryback, don't you think?
Yeah, that could be interesting. Like, who would the crowd side with, I wonder? Do you think Goldberg?
Yeah. I think so. I think so. Although Goldberg, I don't think, looks like how he used to. You know, I mean, he is a little older now. He must say that the guy's big. The guy was huge. But,
yeah.
You know, Bear Ryback was a lot younger. You know, pretty interesting. Well, Yoli, thanks so very much for calling in, all right, and enjoying in the chat. And make sure you follow us. And are you a big fan of MMA?
Yes, I am a little bit.
Okay, so make sure you tune in on Thursday. You know, we usually have the show on Wednesday, but make sure you tune in on Thursday, and we're going to have some MMA fights. Any specific fighter that you're a big fan of?
Not really. Well, I like Urijah Faber.
Huh?
Urijah Faber?
Oh, Faber. Okay, you like Uriah? Yeah, he's not doing too well. He's lost a couple of fights. But, he is very...
I said he can get back into it.
Yeah, it'll take a little time. They'll give him some fights there to warm up. Well, Yali, thank you so very much for joining in, all right? And feel free to call in next time, anytime you want.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, that being said, guys, thanks very much for joining. Let's try one more time with Jerry Lynn. If not, then again, we'll try to have him next time around on the program, as unfortunately we are running out of time here on the Roman Show. We're going to try to get a hold of Jerry Lynn, who was booked on another radio show for an interview. But let's try this one more time, and we'll get out of the way. Now, if we do go past the 2 hours, we apologize. You're going to have to listen to the rebroadcast, which will be posted on RodolphRoman.com, because after 2 hours, we go off the air, and you have to listen to the complete interview afterwards, which you could download it on iTunes, or listen to it on Stitcher Radio, or TuneIn Radio as well. So we apologize for that. Again, trying to get out of Jerry. If he answers, then find him not, then we'll bring it on.
Hello, you have reached the phone of Jerry Lynn.
Yeah.
What to do.
Okay, so... Well, we'll try to have him next time. Thanks so very much for tuning in, guys. And again, make sure you tune in this Thursday night at 8 p.m. We're going on early. 8 p.m. this Thursday night, we're going to talk some mixed martial arts. So make sure you follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH. Use hashtag RomanShow. And with that being said, good night. And again, my folks up there in the Northeast, man, take care of yourselves if you're listening to this. And stay dry. And if it's one thing that you can take from a fellow Miamian, since we are experts at hurricanes, you know, we're a little different here. When we have hurricanes, we go all out and we start buying water and we start buying tuna cans for like a year. And with that, we also buy beer and we buy alcohol and we buy barbecues. And at the end of the day, it turns out to be a party. That's just how we do things. So, throughout that stress, you know, you're not going to have any electricity. Enjoy yourself a beer somehow, some way. Just look back, relax. And if you can, if you do have your phone charged up, listen to the Roman Show for some good entertainment time. With that said, stay safe, guys. We'll see you here Thursday night at 8 p.m. Good night, guys. And again, remember to vote on the Roman Show, the Florida MMA Awards. RodolphRoman.com is the website. Thank you so very much, guys. Enjoy yourselves.